Kia ora, ko Ate Reano Matiariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Hauraki Waikato MP Nanaia Mahuta says Labour's election campaign launch in Auckland on Saturday will mean game on. She says polls this far out from Election Day on October 14th are just an indicator, and the real action comes when the booths open for early polling on October the 2nd.
We're continuing to make announcements so that people know not only what have we done, but what are we announcing going into this next term, how are we going to address the cost of living. So it's game on and all hands to the wheel, because we'll be pushing hard to ensure that the progress that we have made can continue.
Nanaia Mahuta says the rising cost of living is a global problem, but Labour will continue to ease the pressure on whānau through measures like the winter energy payments, increasing the working for families transfers, raising the minimum wage and benefits, and taking GST off food. Te Aka Whai Ora Chief Executive Rhianna Manuel says she's told her staff they need to keep up their mahi and not be distracted by the organisation being turned into a political football. National and ACT have both promised to do away with the Māori Health Authority, and this morning New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters told Radio Wātea it is unaccountable. Ms Manuel says after 30 years in the health system, she is now seeing real change.
Without our voice being very much present, without representation, without the opportunity to commission and the opportunity to hold the system to account, not with a great big stick, but with the option of pointing out when things are not going right, how we turn this waka around and move toward the right direction, that's what we want to do. That's what we are doing.
Rhianna Manuel says the strength of Te Aka Whai Ora lies in the partnerships it is forming with the Health Ministry and Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand to find new ways of working and thinking about health. A Murupara community drug and alcohol counsellor says methamphetamine is eating away at the remote forest community. Police wastewater data indicates the Central North Island township has one of the highest per capita meth consumption rates in the country. Ormond Hines from Te Ika Whenua Counselling says he moved home 20 years ago, and in that time, he's seen the long-term decline.
Some people think they can handle it, and they can. They're a functioning user until they need to use more and more and more, and then they're not functioning at all.
Ormond Hines says Te Ika Whenua's counselling approach to rehabilitation includes not just education, but reconnecting with the taiao through activities like pig hunting and harvesting watercress. And that is your Wātea English News for this afternoon.